If you have your Bibles, before our other students leave, I want to every now and then include our students. How old are you, Maddie? Perfect. She's 8. That's just perfect for reading Scripture, right?
Amen.
She asked me on Wednesday, she said that her teacher and her were practicing up. And so they're going over some Scripture. And I asked her, what Scripture are you reading? And she told me, and I said, I tell you what, I'm going to be preaching from John 9. Are you ready in John 9? And so I said, if you get some of John 9 ready, you can do it. And so turn in your Bibles to John 9. Maddie's going to get her Bible ready at John 9, and she's going to read you some of what I'm going to share today. And in another time, I'd gladly have other Scripture readers. Ushers, we want to include our young people. And so, you're part of us. You're part of us. Take it away, Maddie. John chapter 9. You got your Bibles ready, friends? All right, you go ahead.
As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
Thank you. I'm going to read some more, but didn't she do good? The other day when I asked her about reading this particular scripture, I knew she could do it, and I could have just as well let her read all 11 verses. But after I had asked her about the first two, then Maddie asked me, you want me to say a few words about them verses? And I thought, well, she could, but I may as well stay home then, because you don't need me. Another time, Maddie, you can preach too. Still in John chapter 9, Maddie has set the stage for us. Jesus has just walked by a man that was born blind, and his disciples ask him this question, a great question, a profound question, one that we're not going to have time to look at today because we're going to look at other parts of the Scripture. But then Jesus answered in verse 3. He said to him, based on the question that Maddie just read for us, who sinned? Jesus? Was it this guy? Or was it his parents? Because he is blind after all. And Jesus said, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. And then Jesus said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day, because the night is coming when no one can work. And as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Verse 6. When he had said these things, he spit on the ground, and he made clay with the saliva. Did you know that part was in there, Maddie? Spit and mud and all that gooey stuff. The Bible says, he spat on the ground and he made clay with the saliva and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with that clay. And he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and he washed and he came back seeing. Therefore, the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, is not this he who sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. He said, I am he. Therefore, they said to him, how were your eyes opened? He answered and said, a man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and I washed and I received my sight. I love that passage, and there's a lot of stuff in there, but we're only going to focus on verse 7. He said to the blind man, go wash. I don't know how far the pool of Siloam was. When you look at ancient maps of Jerusalem, you can see the pools, you can see the gates, you can see the towers. Most of your Bibles in the back have these kind of maps, and you can see these things. But I don't know where Jesus was that day in relationship to the pool. All I know is, and all we glean here from Scripture, he said, go to the pool and wash. It might have been 10 feet, but I think some commentators suggest it was a half a mile. It was a ways. And I don't know what goes through your mind in a scenario like this, or what would go through your mind if it were you that were blind. Some of the things that go through my mind is, how is a blind man going to find any pool? Are you hearing me? He's blind from birth. He's never even seen the pool. Much less now got to find his way down there and wash. He's never seen any pool. I would be asking, how will I know if I found it? I would have been asking, what if I fall in it? Do you see the point here, friends? When Jesus says go, we need to go. Or if he's bidding you come, we need to come. I know that if I were the blind person, and perhaps this has been part of your makeup, because it's certainly been part of mine. When we know the call of God is on our lives to go or to come, we start coming up with excuses. Anybody else been there beside me? I thought so. If I would have been the blind man, I probably would have said, hello, I'm blind. How am I going to find any pool? And sometimes that's probably what we do in our everyday life. Even though we're not blind, we've been challenged or called by God to come, invited to come or challenged to go, and we make excuses. Somehow, this blind man had to find his way to the pool. And listen to me now, friends. By faith, he began to move. I'm not sure he knew where he was going. I'm not sure he knew how to get there. I'm not sure how he got there. But by faith, he began to move. Maybe some friends helped him. I don't know. The Bible doesn't say that. Maybe it wasn't a half a mile. Maybe it was only a couple hundred yards. But could you imagine? I was going to use Maddie for a prop here, but I figured that'd be mean. Put a blindfold on her and tell her to find her class. That'd have been mean, wouldn't it, Maddie? She'd have been sport for it. But you see what I'm saying? When God calls us to do something, it behooves us to take the example of the blind man and move in faith towards what God is calling us to. Hear me now. If you hear nothing else, hear this. We cannot sit around, brothers and sisters. We cannot sit around doing nothing except waiting for an answer when God has bid us to go. When he has bid us to go, we need to go. If he has bid us to come to the Master and receive salvation through forgiveness of sin, we need to move. If he has bid us to go, it's time to go. You say, Jim, but I don't know where he's calling me to. Guess what? The blind man couldn't see the pool either. If we're ever going to see the miraculous healing, transforming power of God, when he bids us go, we've got to go. When he bids us come, we've got to come. Or we'll never see the power. We'll never see the miraculous healing powers of God displayed if we just sit there. We cannot sit there and see the miraculous powers of God. We've got to go when he bids us go. I've told you before already this month, this is a new year. This is a new building. We just celebrated with our building contractors last night. And I believe new opportunities. And God is going to say to us as a church, He's going to say to some of us as individuals, He's going to say to us as families, go to the pool and see the miraculous healing, cleansing, transforming power of God. Some of us He's going to call to the pool. I don't know what that means in detail. I don't know if it means healing for you, or if it means a call to the ministry, or if it means a call to be involved in something with a neighbor or a coworker. I don't know what that call on your life will be, but I can assure you, brothers and sisters, if we will avail ourselves to the power and the healing and the transforming hand of God, He will bid us come, He will bid us go, and it behooves us to start moving. Amen? You're already thinking Super Bowl, aren't you? Some will say this year, when God bids you come receive salvation, or God bids you go, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. Some will say, I'm too busy. Some will say, I'm blind, Jim. I'm blind, Jesus. I can't see the pool. I'm not going. I'm going to play it safe, but I'm going to be seeing in my blindness. Some will say, I'm too old. Some will say, I've been to the pool, didn't work. Some will say, I simply can't see what He wants of me, and so I'm just not going to go. But there will be some, like the blind man. There will be some of you this year, and people that God will call all over our communities, all over the globe. There will be some that will start making their way to the pool, and they'll wash. They'll wash their eyes, and they're going to see the hand of God like they've never seen it before. Could you imagine just for a moment, if you've been blind your whole life long, you've never seen a thing but blackness, you've heard your mama's voice, you've heard your daddy's voice, you've heard your siblings, you've heard the people in the streets, you've heard the voice now of Jesus that said, go to the pool. And all of a sudden, when you responded to Jesus in His bid to come or His bid to go, all of a sudden you've done that and you start to see the hand and the power and the transformational things that God has for you. Can you imagine? All of a sudden your eyes are open and you can look out into the sunshine, into the green grasses. Well, it's brown out there today, but into the beauty of God's creation for the first time ever. That's what this man experienced. And we, brothers and sisters, can experience the same kind of reality, the same kind of power, the same kind of transformation when we respond to the command that says, go to the pool and wash. And so those of you, those of us that respond to that voice are going to see the hand of God in a new and powerful way, just like the blind man did. You say, Jim, how do you know that's going to be true? I might get to the pool, I might scrub all up, and I might not see a bloody thing. Listen to what he said in verse 3. When the disciples asked the question that Maddie read for us, Jesus said, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I'm just naive enough to think, brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors, that God wants to receive honor and glory just like He received there, just like He's received before. I'm just naive enough to think that He wants to receive it over and over and over again through His miraculous transformational healing powers through the people of our communities. Amen? I just happen to think He wants to receive more power, more glory, more honor. I just happen to think He wants to see, call people to go to the pool, and I just happen to think that God wants to see our faithfulness in getting to the pool. I just happen to believe He's going to go do some things when we go and wash in the pool. Now you know, of course, I'm speaking figuratively here, but whatever God has called you to, and I don't know what that'll be. I don't even know what He'll call me to this year. But I am simply saying, brothers and sisters, whatever it is God is placing on your heart, whatever it is He's saying to you, go to the pool. Maybe it's go to the coworker and tell him, I've been praying for you. Maybe it's go to the neighbor and say, you know what? Can I do something for you? I've been praying for you. Anything, whatever God is calling you to do and go, I just happen to believe that if we go to the pool, if we respond to the beckoning of Jesus, I just happen to believe we are going to see the hand of God like we've never seen it before. And no matter how far the pool seems, no matter how black the day seems, He was blind after all. We need to go. When we've heard the invitation to come, we need to come. When we hear the bidding to go, we need to go. If we're going to experience God in His power. And so I don't know what God will call you to this year. He might call you to go to the pool and wash and receive your sight. Or to be healed. He might call you into the ministry. He might call you just to love your neighbor. I don't know what He'll call you to. All I'm saying is, friends, if we will respond to the invitation of Jesus, because I know He uses the church, He uses us because He wants to use us. He uses us because He loves us. He uses us because we're people relating to people. And all I can say is when He bids you go, then start moving. Even if it seems like in blind darkness, start moving because He'll guide you. He'll guide you to the pool. You get your eyes washed up and you'll see the transforming power of God like you've never seen it before. And so Jessica's going to play a little music. Our time is up already. And I'm going to read a couple of challenges to you or ask you to think about these things. And then I'm just going to ask us to bow our heads and think and listen to the voice of God. Maybe this year, friends, maybe even today, God is bidding you come. Come, trust Jesus Christ as Lord. You say, Jim, I believe in God. But have you trusted His Son as Savior of your life? He's the only way to heaven. He's the only one that transforms. He's the only one that redeems. He's the only one that can forgive sin. Maybe God is saying to you today, will you come? Will you come put your faith in my Son, Jesus Christ? And be born anew. It behooves us to move, friends. It really does. Eternity depends on what we do with Jesus. Maybe He's going to call you just to go love your neighbor, co-worker, family member that's been unruly. Maybe He's got something for you that you would have never imagined. But if you hear the voice and you feel the calling, it's time to move. Maybe He is calling you to the ministry. And I'm just saying here, friends, if you want to see the hand of God in transformational ways, miraculous ways, it's time to head to the pool. It really is. It's time to head to the pool. When the blind man got there and washed, he saw things he never saw before. He saw the transforming power of God. Let's bow our heads and bow our hearts and just listen with your hearts for a minute. What's He calling you to? Let's just listen to Him for a minute. Let's just listen to the voice of God for a minute. Thank you. Maybe you're here today, friends, and with your heads bowed and your hearts bowed before the Lord. Maybe you're wrestling with that invitation to come, surrender to Jesus Christ as Lord. Maybe there's an argument going on in your head. Well, I know about God already, Jim. I believe in Him. But you've never come to experience His grace and forgiveness of sin and been born anew. If you're wrestling with that, just listen to His voice, and you and God will know if today is the day for you to say, "Yes, Lord Jesus," then get on to the pool and experience life the way Jesus would have it for you. If you're here today and wrestling a little bit with that voice that says, "I want to use you, I love you, and I know you got some things to offer," then just whisper to Him, "Show me the way, Lord. Lead me to the pool." You see, friends, I just happen to think that God wants to use the church to bring glory to His name. And He's looking for willing hearts. He's looking for surrendered hearts. He's looking for people just like us to bring glory to His great name. Everyday people just like us, just like the blind man, so He can show His glory again. And so I pray that you'll listen and respond to that voice that you've heard today and probably heard before. I pray that you'll respond. Father, thank You. You're patient with us. Even sometimes when we haven't responded like the blind man, when he got up and he went immediately and he saw the power of God, maybe we've been a little more reluctant. Maybe we've been a little more hesitant to get up and get on to the pool. Maybe we've had doubts that anything would happen when we got there. Maybe we've had doubts of our own ability to get there. But when You've bid us come, Father, help us to come. When You bid us go, help us to get going. And so today, Father, whatever it is You've spoken to these, Your children, may we respond like the blind man and get on to the pool. Let it begin with me. Let it begin with us responding to the voice of God to bring glory to God. And so, Father, today, tomorrow, this year, we commit it to You. Keep speaking to us, Father, and help us to be responding by faith, just like the blind man, and get on our way to follow You the way You've called us. Get on our way to the pool where You've invited us. Get on our way to seeing that transforming power that You have available for us. If only we'll move on towards the pool. Guide us, Father. Bring glory to Your great name, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.